Oh people, in this world filled with pod shows, you have found the Boom Xers. We are the pod show all about the jibber jabber.
Shut up, Sherry. You never even installed it, you bitch. You've never been able to play your fucking shit on your fucking computer, you fucking... And then she made me fucking install TikTok today, though.
I did not!
That horrible, horrible woman.
I told you. I did not. Cindy, I sent you millions. Cindy, I'm sorry if you couldn't just watch the video and you went all the way to download.
Cindy made me go down the rabbit hole of these drummer videos on YouTube.
Those are awesome.
And then Sherry fucking makes me sign up to fucking YouTube. I mean, fucking TikTok. Now I'm a TikTok influencer, I think. I don't know. I'm going to record our video. People want to see us, Sherry. They want to see you and Cindy.
Yep. Too late.
Oh, people in a world filled with pod shows, you have found the Boom Xers. We are the pod show all about the jibber jabber.
Hey, jibber jabber, we got some jibber jabber for you.
We are four friends, and we are too young to be baby boomers, and we are too old to be Gen Xers, and we get together on Thursday. Cindy's going to get her wine. Anyway, we get together on Thursdays and we broadcast on Podbean.
The Boom Ass Podcast. We're better than Dandelion Wine.
Yes, we are. I am Dave. I'm in Pennsylvania. And tonight, I have two of my three besties. Our boy Jimmy had to take the night off, but I only have this one to play.
Four Boom Xers sit in a tub and talk until the turds float up.
The turds are floating up. We got to teach Cindy how to mute her microphone.
When she
walks away, she should mute her microphone. Yes, she should.
Yes. Cindy does not mute when she walks away. We are on the air.
But we still love her.
Being and talking to Val.
We heard some stuff in the background. I'm not sure we could actually pick up what you were saying. But anyway. Okay.
Are you doing the whole intro?
You need to settle down. We haven't said hello to Sherry yet. All right.
Hello. So I know how to mute my microphone. I'm a big girl now.
But
hello.
Will you? The question is, will you when the time comes, will you actually do it or will you forget?
I know how, and so does Cindy, but we don't have to do it if we don't want to.
Correct. And of course, speaking of Cindy, we will go to North Carolina and say hello to her. Hello.
Well, I should probably tell you to go fuck yourself because I did not know you were going to start the show while I was out getting my wine.
How dare you? We never start late. We will always start on time.
Okay, happy palindrome 425-24.
What?
425-24. Hmm.
It's not a palindrome.
What is it?
I'm not adding the 20. I'm not adding the 2024. I'm adding the 4.
I got you.
Is that a palindrome, Sherry?
Yeah, so I guess all of the 20s in this month are palindromes, right?
Oh, yeah. They are, aren't they?
Aren't they?
No.
Let's see.
Uh-uh, just 24, 42.
No, because no. 420 was one. Yep.
No.
Yes, 420 was everybody was talking about. It was awesome because it was 042024, which backwards is
420240. Listen,
I think they were just using the four.
Nobody gives a shit about that. All right, what they
we like palindromes. We like numbers.
Listen here, what people really really want to know about is if Sherry has finally secured us a sponsor.
Wait, let's settle this. All of them are palindromes in the 420s.
All 420s are palindromes.
Thank you. Okay, so we've settled that. And we've also settled the fact that, of course, once again, we've got no sponsor. So we do have a non-sponsor. And of course, Jimmy's not here, but we have to pay homage to him. So we are not sponsored by Cereal Poopers because They're not pooping out Cheerios. They're pooping out poop, not sponsored by cereal poopers.
Okay. Wait a minute. They're cereal poopers, but they're not pooping cereal.
They are not pooping like Cheerios or anything fun like that. They're just cereal poopers.
So I'm going to have to guess that like a cereal killer, they are like pooping somewhere that they're not supposed to be pooping. And they keep doing it.
They keep doing it in a cereal fashion. So in this, the first story, there's a lot of cereal poopers. But Jimmy, we miss you. He sent an article about cereal pooper leaves messes on gravestones, headstones in Northview Cemetery in Dearborn. So someone's, and they're not shitting on the same grave, so they don't have a shit beef with somebody. They're just going in. But strangely, the actor George Peppard is buried there. That's not what's strange, but the guy seems to have pooped around his grave. Like, he's not shitting on old George Peppard.
Ooh, he's a George Peppard fan.
Right. But it's George Peppard adjacent.
Right.
He's George Peppard adjacent, but he's leaving old Breakfast at Tiffany's star George Peppard alone.
Okay, so the real question here, because we've also heard about people who have sex in grave places, places with graves, okay? So could it be that these are combined, that this is something happening, that we're having some shit sex on the tombstones? Or is it post coital elimination of the turds?
Has everybody on this podcast seen the movie Kingpin?
I believe we have.
Yes.
There was a point where he's got to bang the gnarly old lady to get out of what he owes her money, something. And she, I think, rent money. So he bangs her. And when they're done in bed, she's like shaking her lower part. And she's like, ah, I had to take a crap. I think you knocked something loose down there. So maybe they do go together.
Right. They do. Absolutely.
So you shook something loose in there and I got to take a crap.
I have a feeling that this scatological event has nothing to do with sex.
Okay.
So there's serial sex people and serial poopers, but they're not the same people. It doesn't intersect.
Hmm.
I think that the statement that's being made has to deal with George Peppard, apparently.
Could be. Like,
he's going to shit on everybody's grave except for this guy's to show the world something.
Okay, here's the next question here. Is this one shitter who keeps shitting, or is this like now a community of shitters who together are shitting?
How many shits are there per night? That's
like, is it like, hey,
if
you know
more
what?
More than one shit a night.
Right. Like, hey, I'm going to go down to the cemetery and take a shit. Yeah, I'm going to come with you. I mean, is it a thing people do now? They shit in cemeteries? Or is it one guy who's just, he's kind of a little off and he has a thing for George Peppard and he's shitting on different graves?
Well, they said that the
woman.
Yeah, the pooper wears dark clothing and a hoodie and leaves a big mess behind, including toilet paper. But, okay, dark clothing and a hoodie is a lot of people.
Right.
And there's a lot of big shitters.
Hmm. But wait, he walks around.
Most people use toilet paper.
But he's walking around town with a toilet paper roll in his hand? What's he doing? Just, hey, George, what's up? Hey, how you doing? Can I have a square? Can I have a square of the toilet paper you got there? I mean, what? Why? If you're going to shit outside of the graveyard. Well, listen, I guess if I'm going to shit outside, I'm going to take toilet paper, too. Because, when you pull up your pants, what are you going to do? Just have the shit there? That's disgusting.
Somebody asked the Dearborn police if they were running DNA on the poop, and they said, well, you know, our caseload of serious crimes kind of comes first.
Yeah.
You know,
a little shit. What's a little shit between friends?
We're not going to stop up the right. DNA. You know what I'm saying? And then in this article, thanks again, Jimmy, then there's all sorts of other threads that lead to the next county over. There's a serial pool pooper that keeps going to this public pool and dropping some poo. Like we said last week, there's Baby Ruth's in the pool.
Now, that motherfucker's got to get stopped. Right? Because that is infringing upon the ability of human beings to go swim in a pool, motherfucker.
But this guy, he was the mystery defecator, but yeah, they had a camera, so he's been caught. And he's, good. You know what, he's just banned from the pool. That's it.
Well,
you know,
did he get any other?
Yeah. No, his mom also got kicked him out of the basement.
Yeah. His mom was mad at him.
Right.
So she took away his allowance.
There you go.
But that was it. Right. He's just
banned.
Wait,
how old
pool.
Is this kid?
40.
It's like a.
He's
well,
like 40.
I don't know if they're using just
45.
A stock picture. Exactly.
50.
Is it Jimmy?
He's a boomaxer. But Dave, you have a serial pooper story to share with us too.
Dude. Outside of my place of work, we have a. I think I might have talked about this before, but Sherry didn't.
I might have forgotten.
She didn't recall. She might have taken a nap when I told this. But yeah, we had somebody shitting in the trees outside of our pro shop. And by the time I got a trail camera mounted to take pictures, it stopped. So we never actually caught the person. But on at least like four occasions over about the span of a month, we found human shit. It was definitely human shit. And the reason, you know, is because it had corn and peanuts in it. That's how you know. That's how you know it's human. And
oh, my God. We were rooting around. We said, you know what? This is human.
What are you going to do? So I guess people like this shit
the
outside.
You got any serial pooper stories by you, Cindy?
You know, I try to forget those.
There.
We did have a serial pooper at the cafe situation. Just a kind of homeless person that needed a little bit of mental care, you know, that we used to give soup to. And one of the managers came up once, said, okay, James is acting up. And he just smeared some of his shit on the wall outside. Luckily, it was outside. But no, up here in the country, I heard a wild turkey going off in the distance. And today when I went down the driveway, I saw a bunch of large bird poop. So that's my scatological event in the country.
Oh, yeah. And then you also had bear shit last year, fall or something, right?
There was definitely bear shit.
Oh, yeah. See,
year.
You got your scatological shit. It's just not humans. It's just not your neighbor.
You know what, though? It's less disturbing when it's an animal.
Is
because
it?
Because humans, the toilet's available. Obviously, toilet paper's available.
And the ability to dig a hole and bury it if you're shitting outside. I mean, there's a lot of opportunity for humans to not
you
just...
know, they're saying something about George Pardon. They're saying something about Stinky Hollow now, you know?
Exactly.
Stinky.
Anyway,
I've got sort of an expansigate last week. First of all, it's a ought to correct, and all of those bands that Cindy had in the Jimmy Reeds were not on Musical Madness.
See,
the Kinks were not on Musical Madness, but and Fleetwood Mac really wasn't, but Stevie Nicks was. So I had like one and a half. Correct.
You are a bad, bad person, Jerry.
But then the Fleetwood Mac reminded me, because you know I don't really like them, the generational thing, and I've got a lot of weird family members of all ages, but we were at tailgate, and my nephew, who's probably young 30s, we were talking about my other nephew's very wealthy friend who bought a whole bunch of acreage in the middle of fucking Tennessee. And he retired because he's super rich. He was an MLB player. He retired at like 30. And for some reason, my nephew goes, do you think that he mows his own acreage? And I'm like, What the fuck does that mean? Mows his own acreage. And then all of a sudden it became like jerking off, right? Somehow that became mow your own acreage. Nice. So then you're, you know, Michigan fans, not Sparty. So we had pictures of Sparty with a lawnmower and we were doing these memes. Sparty mows his own acreage. And then I sent him something and I started singing Fleetwood Mac. You can mow your own way. You can mow your... And then he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't realize he was young enough that he hadn't got the secondhand smoke or the secondhand love or any of that Fleetwood Mac shit. Ah. And he thought I just came up with a tune. And I'm like, dude, it's Fleetwood fucking Mac.
Fleetwood fucking Mac.
Yeah, so mow your own acreage is a thing in my family now.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, there he is over in the corner. He's going to mow his own acreage.
Hmm. Maybe that's where Jimmy is.
Jimmy's mowing his own acreage. Hmm. Jimmy. Well, because he said he gave up the other, so he's probably been mowing his own acreage for a while now.
Hmm.
How about that?
Hmm. Our boy Jimmy.
Our boy Jimmy. So what else is happening, peeps?
Let me look at my notes. I thought I had some country jabber for you. What the F?
Well, we do have more of the Jimmy stories, if you recall. There was a ban on music in Chechnya. I don't know whether that was interesting or not. We can just slide right by that one.
Oh, that was like a couple weeks ago? Or?
That was like a month and a half ago, right?
Yeah, Dave.
But that's what we do here.
I do like that conversation. It was a ban on a music with tempos, beats per minute, less than 80 and more than 110 or something like that, right?
Oh, yeah,
baby.
Is that
what you're talking about?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. It was
a ban. I thought that was interesting.
It was a ban on all good music. Actually, what it is from now on, all musical, vocal, and choreographic works must correspond to the tempo of 80 to 116 beats per minute, wrote the Chechenian Ministry of Culture in a translated statement earlier this month, translated by Google Translate, now at google.com.
Oh my God. don't yell something that's not sponsoring us.
Yeah, God damn it. How dare me do that?
But as long as you're doing that, Dave, wasn't there specific songs? I thought there was a Taylor Swift song. There was maybe All the Single Ladies. All the Single Ladies didn't make it. There was some songs that had too many beats.
Oh, there was a lot, but I'm missing it here. Hang on a second.
Okay, because there was very specific songs that are like, for example, this one, no, too many beats. Give me a beat, too many.
Borrowing musical culture from other peoples is inadmissible. We
did
bring...
you guys watch the YouTube? I'm sorry, go ahead, Dave. I didn't realize you were reading.
No, that's okay. I really wasn't. But I've just found what she was talking about with the Taylor Swift stuff.
Okay.
Go for it.
Oh, so it says some hip hop and rap, which is typically played at speeds between 60 and 140, would in theory still qualify for traditional Chechenian sense of rhythm that officials are trying to promote, as The Guardian writes. But examples of now banned tunes are Taylor Swift's Shake It Off, Beyoncé's Single Ladies, which are too fast, the Beatles' Hey Jude, which is too slow. How about that? Hey Jude is banned. But here's the thing. The Russian national anthem is 76 beats per minute, which falls outside of this range, so they wouldn't even be able to play their national. The Russian is Chechnya part of Russia now? The fuck matters of Russia?
Yeah,
correct. Go on, sorry.
So I was very intrigued by this, like, talk about it last week. So I'm a little foggy right now, but I did watch, you know, the news report. And then some bass player that has some kind of video blog out there, and then he kind of broke it down, and he did mention that the Chechenian like national song and the Russian, because they're part of Russia, they're both under 80. So now they're going to have to rewrite it if they need to adhere to this stupid rule. But in the article that I read, they were citing that a Plato from, back in the day, Plato.
Not Play-Doh, not Playdoa.
The philosopher Plato.
The philosopher talks about how music can affect the population. So you can, in fact, control people by what is played and how it's played. So I don't know if the Minister of Culture was going in that direction. I think there was something in that article regarding that statement. But I thought it was pretty deep, and pretty stupid, because apparently they just kind of signed this off without checking their own shit to make sure that they were within the range.
It's funny. Oh, by the way, it's our own song.
I thought I had seen like a link to an example of one of their songs, and I had listened. And I'll tell you what, all their songs should be banned. Every Chechenian song that was ever written should be banned off the face of this planet, is what should happen.
Yeah, I think is the law is like, obviously you can listen to it in your head, but you can't perform it live,
I'll listen to it in my
right?
head. I listen to everything in my head. Looking.
You can't sit on your porch and play it, but you can plug it into your headphones.
Plug it in your head, bro.
Bruh.
What other Jimmy stories do we have, David?
Oh, well, now, if you're gonna quiz me on it,
Yeah, I am.
well, oh, you know what? We're not gonna be able to do Jimmy Reese tonight, are we?
No.
Damn it.
Well, unless I speak like a Louisiana. If you want this, I can do it.
We could have given it a try. If you wanted to give it a try, we'll give it a try. Or we call it Cindy
Rather have a
Reese.
Google Translate to do it, but I could not get the Google Translate to work with me, so I can do a Louisiana reading for you.
I would do that.
Yeah, I'll do. You can do any accent you want. I will do that.
I will do that.
We will do Cindy Reese. But before that,
Yes.
we may want to talk about the fact that Hawaii, what was that in? Was that in Oahu?
Oahu.
Oahu.
Wow.
They're removing this famed attraction that has been there since World War II or something.
The Stairway to Heaven.
Something called the Haiku Stairs, yeah, on Oahu. They're taking them down. And why are they taking them down, Sherry? Why?
They're taking them down because they're not safe. And so people, it's said since what, the 90s? Like, don't walk on these, right?
Right.
And it was something that was built in World War II. And I kind of Jimmy read that.
Oh, you
So,
son of a bitch.
by the US Navy.
yeah. And, but I just think if you have stairs, I mean, people, they were kind of blaming it on social media and people wanting to take pictures and climb this.
Yeah,
But even before
TikTokers.
social, yeah, but even before TikTokers, Dave
Fucking
is now a
TikTokers.
TikToker, by the way, everybody.
Jesus.
That if you see stairs, I mean, you want to climb them.
No, wait. If I see stairs, I would go down them, but I'm not
Well,
climbing up them. No.
right, but picture your 25-year-old drunk brain. You're gonna want to go up those
Oh
stairs.
yeah, I'm going.
Yeah.
Even though now I hate those people because it's a national treasure and all they ask for you to do is stay the fuck off them. But no, now we're gonna have to take them all down because
That's how you get, that's like reverse psychology. That's how you get kids to do something. You tell them not to do it.
Right,
Stay
that's
off of
true.
drugs.
Right.
Don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs.
Don't drink. Yeah.
Speaking of that, give me my pipe.
Oh,
Give me my bong. I need a bong.
No, I mean, I can see. Yeah, you're right. It's not a social media. Of course, that probably enhanced it, but that shit was going on even before, and they blocked off stairs. But hey, why are there stairs there? Let's go check it out.
Check it the
fuck
out.
So there's a bunch of rich people that live around the stairs, and it's also called Stairway to Heaven. So why aren't you going to want to climb up the Stairway to Heaven?
Right.
Haven't you gone behind the fence to do something you're supposed to do with something? Supposed to be doing.
All right, so you just said something is that's the real issue at hand here. Okay, at the top of the stairs is a very wealthy community, right? And they're like, get these fucking vagrants out of here. They keep fucking these fucking pieces of shit keep coming up these goddamn stairs. We're just gonna rip them out. That's what's happening here, mother.
Yeah, but then I think that those rich people should be the ones footing the bill.
You're right, but
because
won't.
The U.S. Navy isn't going to come down and take them out, they're already gone. You know,
the city council voted unanimously to remove the stairs in 2021. It'll take at least 6 months and cost $2.5 million.
And there's Dave getting all scotchy about a national treasure that he didn't even fucking know about being destroyed.
National treasure. I had never whoever knew about this shit. And I even had my honeymoon in fucking Hawaii.
And you didn't know about the stairs to nowhere.
You know, I'm not sure.
Well, he wasn't gonna climb up them anyway.
I think we just kind of flew through. Isn't Honolulu on Oahu?
Yes.
Yeah, so we flew in to Honolulu, but then didn't really stay there. We flew to other two.
Where'd you go? To Maui?
We went to Maui and then we went to
the Big Island.
No, Kauai. Kauai, yeah.
Nice. Did you smoke the pakalolo?
I don't think I smoked the pakalolo. if someone would have offered me the pakalolo, I'd have smoked the pakalolo. The pakaholo, whatever the hell it is, pakajojo, whatever. I'll smoke it.
So to finish up the Jimmy stories. When you went to Hawaii to smoke a bowl of the Hakalola Boba Dopa, did you cut in line through security?
Well,
it wasn't a thing.
Right. It didn't exist at the time.
So Jimmy read that one. You're gonna have to bust that one out.
So there's some I don't know if you guys know about TSA PreCheck, but can pay like $100 and some and I think you get fingerprinted, but somehow like once in a while you luck out and you buy a ticket and it'll just have in the corner your TSA PreCheck. So you can go through the special line where you don't have to take off your shoes, but you can permanently get TSA PreCheck by letting them do a background search. I think fingerprint you.
I did that.
You pay the fee. And I did too. But I did it because my credit card said, we'll reverse the fee. So it was free. But there's some other thing, I think it's called Clear or Clear Check.
Yep, Clear.
And
yep.
It is not related to the government, but it's some pay service that does the same thing. But somehow the people that pay that, like this app, or I don't know if they actually have human beings, but they are like pushing everybody out of the way, even the TSA PreCheck, and like, no, I'm a Clear member. I'm cutting in front of everybody, even TSA PreCheck.
Right.
So I don't know why they go on top of that. It's kind of weird because that's government, though. You give them money, they're not going to fucking support you and actually help you enforce it. But maybe this company somehow has some mechanism that really helps you push through the line, but people are getting pissed.
I wonder if it's like some sort of competition thing where they have to have an alternative to TSA or something. No,
I think it's just some, I don't know, somebody that had a good idea.
Here's the deal. It's just another way. I am TSA PreCheck, and there have been many times that it did not help really speed it up at all. The only benefit is you don't take your shoes off or your belt off. But then other times, it's awesome. The TSA line is much shorter and much faster. So, I don't know.
When I think the TSA PreCheck is like $100 or so, and it covers you for a couple of years, but this other one's $190 a year.
Aha. See?
So
fuckers.
And yeah, I don't know. But why are they going over top of the TSA PreCheck? That's what I don't understand.
Because they made a deal.
The article that Jimmy sent, wasn't it something like now California is constructing a law banning it? The clear part?
Mm-hmm.
All PreCheck.
Just clear.
Right.
Okay.
But then that's the problem. Clear is nothing more than the luxury resale of upcharge of space in the airport security queue, where those who pay can skip the line at the direct expense of every other traveler. So that's why they're trying to get it banned. But they're worried about the fact that equal access and treatment at the airport, I don't know, something.
But Jimmy made a good point because he said, well, what about first class? Right? Like, there's always kind of been, if you have more money, you can buy a better airport experience.
Right. Always.
You know, you can buy the lounges.
The in-airport lounges, which I never understood because they're not that great.
They're not that great.
Have you guys ever hung out in one of them lounges?
Yeah, a couple times in my life. Somehow we got free access to those things, and I mean, they're okay.
Why are they that great?
Because they're just not. There's nothing great about them.
The thing that's like if you have a delay, or if you just feel like I needed to be here 2 hours early because I'm paranoid, I'm going to Hawaii. Definitely don't want to miss my flight the night. The one benefit of them is you can really get out of the fray.
Yeah. Right.
So that's more than anything like, oh my God, I'm not sitting here in, you know, constant crazy. I can at least go there and sit in a chair and take a nap.
Comfortable chairs, bro.
Comfortable chairs.
With that damn kid that's crying all the time. Right. I think the parents said her name was Matilda or something.
Oh, yeah.
She's not teasing. Hey, wait.
Oh.
Wait.
Yeah, go.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
So wait. Do we use the same theme if it's Cindy Reads instead of Jimmy Reads?
It's not Cindy Reads. It's Luciana Reads.
Luciana.
It's a Jean-Majamon.
Can you, like, translate?
Can I do what to who to when?
Can you translate the...
Yes.
Quit the bullshitting, play the game to Italian. Can you do this?
We'll give it a try. Hang on one second. I will see what it says to me. It says a quit, a bullshitting, and a play. Oh, no, wait. Don't say and a play. Just and play. The game. And we're going to say Italian.
Smettila di cazzare e gioca al gioco.
There you go.
Oh! And gioca al gioco.
Yes.
Okay, well, Jimmy cannot make it tonight, so Luciana says she would read for you. Is it okay with you?
Yes, Luciana, we are so happy for you to be here.
Yeah. And Sharon. Okay, so there are a three, un, deux, trois, songs, canción.
Okay.
And there is a theme combined.
A tema.
Le tema.
You get it. Okay.
Yes, here we are.
Number one.
Here we go.
Okay, number one. In my shoes, a walking sleep. In my shoes, I pray to keep. Heaven, send the hell away. No one is singing like you anymore.
Oh, okay. No one sings like you anymore.
Oh, my.
No, Dave. We're going to get this.
Maybe you are.
Come on. That's the no one sings like you anymore.
There are some clues, and I can read it again without the laughing. I hope.
Ah, yes, David, what do you say?
I
Should we
say,
make her do the black all by herself again?
please
She's too irritated.
Do something. I need a repita. I don't care
we
what
need
else,
a
but I need a repita.
Okay, here we go. Number one, only the black. In my shoes, a walking sleep. In my youth, I pray to keep.
Oh.
Heaven send hell away. No one sings like you anymore.
Okay.
Dave, we know this.
I almost. I want to say it's like, fuck, shoot, Metallica. I want to say it's Metallica. Is it Metallica?
You are a little bit getting close, but no, not Metallica.
Not the Metallica.
I will tell you the green, and you will get it.
Here comes okay. The green.
Green.
Only the green. Here we go. Want to come and wash away the rain. Won't you come and wash away the rain.
Oh, Jesus.
Won't you come and wash away the rain, Dave?
It's amazing how just talking like this makes it sound so wrong.
No, it sounds so right. We suck.
We suck.
I will give you the purple.
We suck at the shit.
Oh, wait. Before you give us the purple, are we penalized if we have the purple?
Are we the penalized?
No, I had a feeling. It would be hard, and it might have been easier with Jimmy.
No,
I don't.
We have been penalized just for talking like this.
Yes, it's for sure.
We are going to be in trouble, but I don't care. Okay. Here is the purple. Won't you come? Won't you come? And wash away the rain.
You already said that.
I know this song.
Yes, you do.
Oh, this is Asshole Sun, Black Hole Sun.
Yes.
By those people.
Yes. Yes, it is. It, by the sound of God, and you are correct. You got 100%.
You get it.
You got 100%. And now I have to go find the song on my computer to play it. I gotta go here. Wait a minute. Where the hell am I going? Here it is. There. There we go. Number one. In my shoes. Oh, I knew this song.
I don't know if anybody else noticed it. It sounded a little different than what Cindy's read.
So wait.
It's Luciana today.
Luciana.
Very good.
Prego, prego.
Okay, number two.
Du.
A duce.
Yes. Listen to it, the words in English, okay?
Okay.
It should
okay.
be an easy one. Here we go.
Here we go.
Number two, the dreams I've seen lately keep on turning out and burning out and turning out the same. Pin.
Jesus Christ. How does this work?
Oh, Dave, this is it wouldn't matter. Jimmy read it. This is super. It's right there.
I know. That's what I'm saying. What were they again? I needed the repito.
Okay, here we go. Number two, the dreams I've seen lately keep on turning out and burning out and turning out the same.
Dave, this is your wheelhouse, by the way.
It sounds like it.
It is everybody's wheelhouse, and I have a green for you.
Give us a green. Fine. Get the Verta, whatever, Luciana.
Okay. So put me on a highway.
Oh, Jesus Christ. This is the Eagles.
Take it to the limit, Eagles.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Very good.
Very good.
50-50.
50-50. Oh, very good, very good.
Eagles, take it to the limit.
We talk about them all show last week.
We did.
That is right. So, number three, I don't know now.
That's enough right there. We fuck it.
Yes, you're not going to get it this one because you suck.
I say good luck to you.
Okay.
Okay. Number three. And there's purple on number three.
Oh, boy.
Because I already thought it was, a little deficient.
You just go straight and do all of them, including the purple.
No.
Because
perhaps one of you get it on the black, is what I say. That's why I'm guessing your brain. Here we go. Number three. It is no use saying that it's all right. It's all right. Where were you after midnight? Midnight. I heard a bang, bang, bang. Down they go.
Oh, man. That does.
You
got it.
You 100% know this song.
There you go. You got it.
No. It's no use saying it's not. But where were you after midnight? Dave, you sound like you got nothing.
I got nothing.
Come on.
Well, I'm packing a bowl is what I'm doing. All right. I figured you got it.
Where were you after midnight?
Listen, I thought you already were on this. I checked out already. So I guess I'll have to pay attention. Because I think we're getting the green.
I think we'll go to the green.
We're going to get it the green.
That is a very good idea. Okay. Because the harder they run, the harder they fall. I'm coming down hard on you.
Oh. Yep.
Yep. Yep. Exactly.
Right. I'm coming down harder on you.
I'm back to my bowl.
Dave, you quit smoking the ball.
What? What? What?
The harder they run, the harder they run. I'm coming down harder on you. This is not your wheelhouse, by the way.
Nothing is really my wheelhouse, to be honest with you.
I'm coming down harder on you. Fine.
I got a name. I got a number. I'm coming after you.
Oh, this is Bang 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 Genesis. What is the name of the song, though? Because I'm coming down harder on you.
Turn it on.
But I think it's one of those where the title is not necessarily in the song.
It is. Heard a bang, bang, bang. Down they go. and what comes next?
Bang, down they go. Down on the radio. Down on your luck again. Down on your luck again. No, that's not it, is it? That's not the song.
No, it's bang, bang. And down they go. I've got a job to do.
Pretty close.
Listen, I'm giving it to her. 100%.
Yeah.
All right?
Go for it.
But now we're going to play the song. Yep.
Very, very good. Okay. Thank you, Luciana. Ciao.
Luciana, she just leaves like a dad, though. Once she
the only thing that she wants to say is there's a theme, a cambino. Is there a defining theme?
I could talk like that about the theme. I mean, thank you. It's more like a combining fact.
Well, so first of all, we must remind our listeners what the first song was.
That was Black Hole Sun by Soundgarden.
Soundgarden, Black Hole Sun. All right. And what was the second song?
The second song was The Eagles Take It to the Limit.
To the Limit. And the third song
was Genesis with an unknown title about a job.
So I don't even know who's ahead because I was so freaked out.
Oh, Sherry.
Lucy.
I only got 50%, didn't I?
Okay. And then Sherry's got 250. She's got 200, though.
She got 250.
No, I only got, I think there was 50 went to Luciano.
Oh, Luciano, that bitch got a 50.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey.
So, yeah.
So I think the combining theme is
deadly
these
singers.
Are people that had documentaries that we have seen, and now Soundgarden, Cindy's going to tell us there's a great documentary that we need to see.
Somewhat interesting, close, but no. it has to do with the band.
These are three bands that Cindy would like to see documentaries about.
Oh, my God. No, that's not the case.
All right.
No. So, ready?
We're ready.
These are three bands where the drummer became the lead singer.
Ah.
Nice.
What?
Where the lead singer started out as a drummer. Yeah.
Chris Cornell was a drummer?
Yeah,
I had no idea.
It's on the first album, maybe more than that. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, now.
I had no idea.
Bad and the Radio. I just watched the Genesis fucking die. Oh wait, we have to do this for Sherry because Sherry won.
Woo! Thank you, Luciana.
Okay, settle down, people. It's not that. Settle down.
Congratulations.
Hey, so
thanks for playing Jimmy Reed's.
Thank you for playing Jimmy Reed's. And then on that note, at the end of the Genesis clip, you know, it sounded like a good song. At the very end, it's like Tony Banks played a...
Oh, yep.
Tony did not. Fucking. I don't think it fit in the song, but anyway.
Fucking Tony Banks.
He made a lot of it, so.
Then there were two.
So... You guys, Sherry watched it first, and then she told us to watch it last week. And Dave graciously shared it with me.
I don't know what you're speaking of. I don't. I bought it online. I paid for it. I paid
exactly.
for it, right? And then I sent you.
Shared it from your purchase drive.
FedEx. No, I FedExed it to her. The actual purchased CD, I FedExed to her.
Perfect.
Yeah, and then I'm about to FedEx it back to you.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
So Tracy can watch it.
Right. And in our.
So what did you get out of the Genesis documentary?
Many David? Things.
Dave?
You're asking me? Okay.
I think you're the only Dave on the show, but well, I'm not sure.
Okay, I missed the part where you actually said Dave.
Okay.
I think that I had no clue about the young Peter Gabriel
okay.
when Genesis first got together, and he was kind of a wacky guy who dressed up in costumes and stuff, and of course they kind of compared it to David Bowie at the time, was kind of doing the similar thing, and there were other bands that were putting on makeup and wearing kind of costumes, and they kind of had a psychedelic sound. Like literally the only Genesis I knew was after he was not in the band and it was Phil Collins singing. That's the only Genesis I really knew. And I knew Peter Gabriel afterwards, and I liked a lot of his other music. But anyway, enough of that. What did you think, Cynthia?
Well, they did call it prog rock, like progressive rock or something. That was a term, but I don't know who else was in the prog rock movement. But yeah, I didn't really, you know, back listening, I'm trying to remember listening to like Wolfman Jack or something back in the fucking 70s. I didn't really hear much Genesis, and if I did, I didn't get it because it was prog rock and it wasn't like a lot of guitar. It was different, definitely different with Peter Gabriel. So it was kind of cool to see how they started out. I knew they started with Peter Gabriel, but I didn't know the extent of it. And then all of a sudden it was like a 80s kind of sound with Phil Collins and the rest of the gang. But there were catchy tunes. There were catchy tunes, and I did have an album, at least one.
Go ahead. Dan. No, you go.
I was going to say, so having siblings that were considerably older, I remember my sister coming home from college, and she was talking about this song called I Know What I Like in Your Wardrobe. And it just, the song went on forever. I'm like, what is that? And that was the Peter Gabriel era. And they had these big, long songs.
Big, long right? songs, yep.
Big, long songs. And then when we were in college, and then all of a sudden we get the bang, bang, bang. And that's Genesis to me. And I'm like, oh, that's the I Know What I Like in Your Wardrobe group? Wait, how do they go from here to there? So they had a big Genesis for the name of Genesis. The band evolved a lot. But just like in the Eagles, the funny thing to me is here's these people that gained huge fame worldwide, Phil Collins, Peter Gabriel, and they, in this documentary, they seem to have their egos in check and were just so excited to talk about, this band and that they thought, I think you're cool. I think you're great. You're a talent. No, you're a talent. And then we had Tony fucking Banks, who was just pissed off that he wasn't bigger than he was. So there's always that guy in the band that feels like he's the serious talented person and going to be pissed off.
Sure.
That was my take from watching it 5 years ago.
You watched that 5 years ago?
Probably.
And then you've never watched it since?
Well, I'm going to now because my friend Dave FedExed it over to me. So now I'm going to watch it again.
Yes. Yes, you are.
But I thought it was, and I'm very happy that both of you enjoyed it because Cindy had said last week, she's like, Genesis, whatever. You know, like sometimes even if you're not super into the group, but they put something together and you're like, oh, all right. Okay, well, I dig that aspect of the band or whatever. And you can still put together an entertaining documentary because it kind of gets the era. You know, just like,
even just like hearing about bands and how they became what they are now, like literally the genesis of the
yes
band.
Right.
Yeah, right.
It's really cool because then they talked about people that I didn't even know were in the band. Like maybe your sister would know, like the original dude that kind of went a little batty and he had to leave or something. He was even in the documentary. I don't remember his name. You guys remember what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yes. Yep.
They right. showed like old pictures from back in the 60s and there, how they got together. It, and that's was, interesting. Even not even knowing the band, that's kind of interesting because it's all about music and rock and roll, if you want to call it that, pop music, whatever.
Yeah. Plus just seeing them young and seeing, just going back and seeing pictures of the 60s and the early 70s and
yeah, exactly.
the way things were. Yeah. But here's one
thing.
Yeah,
listening to the manager and shit like yeah. that.
Here's Go one ahead. Thing that reminded me of, okay? When you were talking about how with Peter Gabriel, they were this long, drawn-out 12-minute songs, 10-minute songs, psychedelic kind of music, and then when he left, and then it was Genesis with Phil Collins, they were more popular, more pop music. It reminds me of Journey. Before Steve Perry, they had four albums before Steve Perry joined the band, and that's what they were. They were long, drawn-out, psychedelic kind of songs, 60s, like, drug kind of music. And then, boom, Steve Perry joins the band, and they become like a pop music, you know, phenom or whatever.
Well, I think it might have been something that happened with the times, you know, like
yep.
back in the 60s, all that heavy and drony and
yep.
under 80 beats per minute music. and then sudden, but because Fleetwood Mac started out with Peter Green as a guitarist and they were a totally different band. They fucking wrote Black Magic Woman. And I can't think, oh, that Green Manalishi song that I love, Judas Priest. And it was a totally different band before
wow. yep.
Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham and the fucking McBees
all the,
joined.
All the fucking dorks
I don't know how
joined.
That happened.
The fucking McBees. I'm with
fucking...
you. Fucking McBees.
So, yeah, it might have been like that whole, okay, the 60s, all of a sudden
they're over
something. Acid, and then it turned in the 70s.
Right. And then the 80s ruined it all.
Fucking A, right.
Fucking 80s, man. Fucking John Cougar. Jesus Christ.
Oh, God, that bastard.
That son of a bitch ruined it all. Fucking.
As I'm driving around listening to my satellite radio, I was thinking, you know, because all I do is obsess about the Boomax podcast, and I was thinking about a game to play with, is this a real band name or not? And I was going to specifically target it possibly to our friend Dave. Because
me?
I mean, you're self-professed. I'm not listening to anything put out after like 1997, except if it's Carly Rae Jepsen.
Right. Love her. Mm-mm.
But they're okay. It's just a stupid pop song that he got stuck in his head. Go put your records on.
No, that was
oh my.
Hers was
yeah.
Call me maybe. Yoo-hoo, call me maybe. That other one was another.
Who sang "Go three, put your records on"?
Yeah, another three name woman. What was her name?
Okay.
I liked her.
Yeah.
For a week.
So, Dave, are you from, this is just a kind of a preview side show, side hustle. Are you familiar with a group called The 1975?
No.
Okay. So there's a group called The 1975. And I knew you wouldn't know of them. And they've been around long enough that now there's a guy called Knox. And he has a song called Not the 1975, which is about that group. And he's a little curly head, redheaded guy. And his bitchy girlfriend said, you're never going to make it. It's not like you're not the 1975. So he wrote a song that was, I'm not the 1975. And I thought, oh my God, has the 1975 been around long enough that somebody's writing a song about not being, like in our era, it would be, I'm not Mick Jagger or something, right? So then I thought the layers of, fuck, Dave doesn't even know who the 1975 is, let alone the guy singing a song called I'm Not the 1975.
Now, does the 1975 sound like a band that came out of 1975?
Not at all. The guy's like, they've been around for probably 5 to 10 years, and the guy's a whopping 36 now. So he was not born in the 1975, and it doesn't sound like 1970s music.
Wait.
So I gotta dig in.
So wait, there is a band out right now that's playing music called The 1975.
Correct.
Okay. I'm going to listen to that, and then I am going to yell at you next week for making me listen to that.
You are totally going to yell at me.
All right. I'm going to be very
Maybe
mad.
There's a documentary that we could watch about the 1975.
I don't think not going to watch that documentary. And Girl Put Your Records On was Corinne Bailey Ray.
Oh, sorry. I was
not
so close.
Carly Rae Jepsen.
Sorry, who
that
you also like.
Call Me Maybe.
How does Call Me Maybe go? Sing it, Dave.
How's what, who, when, maybe. What?
Call maybe. Me Maybe.
Call Me Maybe.
Yeah, I can't remember now, really. It was just, never mind. Okay, the show's over. You do realize that without Jimmy, we're actually 2 minutes over.
Yeah, but we started like 6 minutes late.
Oh, that's right. We did, didn't we?
So yeah, we had that going. So I'm going to leave with one thing. The 1975 was the musical guest on, you know, Saturday Night Live at some point in the last few years. So I'm going to recommend that even if you're not Saturday Night Live viewers, go back a week or two, go to YouTube, go to FedEx, if you know what I mean. And watch the Ryan Gosling hosted Saturday Night Live from 2 weeks ago.
Oh my God. I saw a clip of, it must have been when he did the Beavis and Butthead.
Correct.
Oh my God. That was fucking great.
Yeah. The whole thing is fucking great. And they start off they always call it the cold open, you know, before the show starts. Fabulous. Yeah. But this guy, even though he spells his name wrong, in true Gosling format, the guy can't fucking make it through a sketch without laughing.
Right.
I mean, he busts out every single fucking thing, and he takes the whole cast down with him.
Oh,
I mean, everybody's like, God damn it, I broke that fucking fourth wall over and over, but yet it works.
It works, yeah.
So it was a very
people just love him. Good. He's so pretty.
But go through, I think Chris Stapleton is a very good singer. He's got a very good voice. But I was bothered because I know he was lip syncing. Because it's like, well, your lips are moving wrong. And they had a huge thing. Remember the debacle like 10, 15 years ago that Ashley Simpson?
Oh, yeah.
She lip synced really poorly. So there, Lauren Michaels is like, no one's ever fucking lip syncing again on Saturday Night Live except if they feel like it, because it was, you know, it was totally. And that guy's got I'm not a big fan of his music. He seems like an okay person. I don't know, but he has a very good voice. And I'm like, why are you fucking lip syncing? Like, it was ridiculous. Right. So I'm like, fast forward.
So here's the deal. When I was young, I'm trying to figure out what the age was, but I saw the,
1975.
Easy, settle down. Now I'm totally going blank. I totally had a whole story that I watched, saw this band, a 70s punk band, and the one thing I took away was that it sounded bad on Saturday Night Live, and I'm like, how can they sound this bad? I know this band. I've heard their music.
Blondie?
No.
They sang live though, right?
Yeah,
and they didn't.
They
sound
totally
great.
Sang live, and it was mic'd wrong, or the soundboard was just wrong, and so it came across the TV not that good.
The Clash.
The Clash. It was The Clash.
No, was
yes,
it?
Yes, it absolutely was the Clash. I saw the Clash on Saturday Night Live.
Well, I mean, I don't think that little tiny stage that they sing on is like an acoustical dream.
It's not.
No.
So, I mean, I could see like some people are like, well, this is kind of shit. So I'm just going to lip sync.
I say, fuck it, man. Just sing. And if it's bad, it's bad. I'll still listen. I'll listen. I mean, I'll make
Sometimes
fun of you.
Bad is bad.
Right. Wait, what? What was it at?
Yeah, she's doing one more last song. Sometimes bad is bad. What is that, Dave?
Bring back a Luciano.
No, you got to just get it.
What do I got to get?
Sometimes bad is bad.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've lost.
I mean, I don't know, but I know there's a Huey Lewis. Sometimes bad is bad.
We have to stop and end this mess.
We really do.
For sure.
I mean, you're babbling. You are really babbling right now.
I've had vino. I had the vino. I couldn't vino. Help it.
So here's the
request. It wasn't grino. It was vino.
Should we have Luciano sing us out, or should we have a Jimmy sing us out? I think I got Jimmy on the phone.
I don't know the song. I'm so sorry.
We'll have
she
a Jimmy.
She didn't know. She didn't know.
We'll have a Jimmy. I got him on the phone. He called in. So we'll have Jimmy sing us out right now.
It's time to go. It's the end of the show.
That sounds like Jimmy.
So put down your beer.
Sherry.
And get the hell out of here. Good night.
Jimmy, see you next Thursday.
I wasn't going to say anything. I'm just going to click hang up.
What?
Done.
Peace.
What? Peace out.
We're not saying good night?
Sure. Go ahead. You can start.
Oh, fuck. Good no. God, guys, give me the green only.
The green. That's what do you say?
Good God, guys. No, good God, Gabriel, give me the green only.
You took all of the G's. You took every single G.
G's. But we've talked about the Ryan hosting the Saturday Night Live. He's got a G.
Jesus Christ, I can't believe that. I'm going to make a Cindy go next.
Hey, Jesus is not a G.
Are you? It sounds like a G, you know. It could be a G.
You are stupid. Don't shut up. Just shut up. Okay. Good night, all you googly-eyed, gargantuan, gluttonous gobstopper.
Wow. Fantastico.
That was not a good at all.
It was good. It was very good.
Too many G's are gone. There's no G's anymore.
There's a G's left. There's still G's left.
I say, did any of you use the word gorgeous?
No, gorgeous. No,
okay,
gorgeous.
Okay, so
no.
I'm gonna use a gorgeous, and then Did you use a Greek? Did you say the Greek?
No, gorgeous, no Greek.
So Greek, a gorgeous, a Greek, Golumpkis. Did you ever say a Golumpki?
I didn't say Golumpkis.
Okay,
no,
so then that a gorgeous, a Greek, a Golumpkis. That's what I
said. Okay, you gorgeous, Greek, a Golumpkis.
Jesus,
I'm out of here. Motherfucking, so we are so.
I, mean,
like
I hope
banned.
Everybody just hung up already. I mean, there's a.
It was 20 years ago today. The boomer taught the band to play. They be going out and out of style. But the girl teacher raised a smile. So they introduced to you the acting over all these years. The boom exes, Mr. Talk Club Band. Thank you.
We're the Boom Xer Misfit Talk Club Band. We hope you will enjoy the show. We're Boom Xer Misfit Talk Club Band. Sit back and let the evening go. We're Boom Xer's Misfit, Boom Xer's Misfit, Boom Xer's Misfit Talk Club Band. It's wonderful to be here, it's certainly a thrill. You're such a lovely audience, we love to take you home with us. We love to take you home. I don't really want to start the show, but I thought I might like to know that a singer's got to sing a song, and he wants you all sing along. So let me introduce to you the one and only Davey B and the Boom Xer's Misfit Talk Club Band, Davey.